Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, it's Skip LaCour. Today is Tuesday, June 23rd, and today I want you to think about what might be stopping you from achieving your goals in life when you're really driven and you feel as though you already have enough information to succeed. Now, this subject is really important to me. It's something that really hits home with me because I was that person. I was so frustrated. I saw myself as someone who was really driven to succeed. And I collected so much information. I invested in myself to get this information. I went to seminars. I read books. I listened to all kinds of motivational programs. And I really found them beneficial. It gave me a sense of awareness that, you know, I could see in myself and I can certainly see in other people. And it helped me, but I was still frustrated. I felt as though for my level of ambition and for as much information, as many distinctions and strategies that I knew, I was not even coming close to making the progress towards the goals that I really wanted, even coming close to them. And I would see people who, you know, I appreciated their hard work and determination, their intelligence and their drive, but what they were able to succeed was so much greater than I was able to achieve. And I couldn't figure out what the difference was. And it was really frustrating. And you know what? What else made it frustrating is that in a couple areas of my life, I was really successful. So that made me think, look, if I'm successful here, it shouldn't be so hard to achieve these goals, especially I'm so driven because I know what to do. Why isn't it working? And what I want you to consider is the information that you're getting. How are you processing it? Do you have a level of perspective and objectivity that is going to really get you to use the information the right way? Or are you processing the information in the same old ways? Now, one of two things could happen. I mean, you could just keep on keeping on. Just continue to think and do the same things, and maybe it's just a matter of time before you push through. And for many of you, that would be awesome if that happened. But if you believe you've done that long enough, you've been patient, you've been persistent, you've been executing your plan, and it isn't working, and you need to do what I had to do. I had to consider a different way of looking at it. One thing that I found as I started really achieving the goals is that it wasn't that it was so much more difficult to achieve those goals that for so long I struggled with. I couldn't seem to find a way to break through no matter how driven I was or how much information I was able to collect. And I knew it. I could recite it, and I could see it in other people. It wasn't that much more difficult. It wasn't even more difficult at all. It just took a different way of thinking, and I was resisting that new way of thinking. I had this sense of complacency that I knew what to do, I knew how to think, and there's something else. It's not me. The other person, they're lucky, they're under a certain set of conditions that are unique to mine. I would come up with a lot of reasons. And until I really got honest with myself and I was really committed, saying, I don't care, I don't want to stay in this place anymore. I don't care what I know, all the things that I've done right. I'm obviously not doing something right. And I started getting a different perspective, a different way of looking at the same old challenge. I just surrendered. Like I was just a sponge. And I would go to credible sources and get that information. And that's what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to stimulate thought through all of these videos to give you a different way of thinking. I'll tell you, I'm on this other end and I deal with men all over the world. I have my exclusive one-on-one coaching clients that I talk to every single week to provide objectivity, perspective, to help them work through their challenges, to make them accountable to their dreams, to continue to work on those dreams, to push them, to guide them, to keep them clear. I also spend the majority of my time, probably 90% of the time, just giving away free information, just talking to men just like you all over the world and doing my best. My passion is to provide them with that perspective, objectivity, a new way of looking at it, so it can finally break through. So I'm sitting on this side of the internet, of the computer, with so many references. And I'll tell you something, you don't have to be a genius. After so much time, you see the patterns that are consistent with men, young and old, no matter what part of the world they live in, that are challenging them. And I mean, I feel so thankful because I can apply it to my life. I can see the sticking points. Sticking points that are unique to them, or they think they're unique to them, I see the commonality. Now my challenge is how can I get them out of that certain comfort zone that they do know, and if they keep on doing the same things, somehow, some way, they're going to break through. And that's where the challenge is. What it took for me is getting that outside opinion, finding a coach, finding someone who I could trust. And I really surrendered. It wasn't just, let's see, can you give me some information? I really don't think it can help me, but am I doing this right? It wasn't like that. I assumed that I must be doing something right. So a couple of things I would suggest to you. Surrender. If it's not working, you're really committed to getting to the other side and not just staying comfortable where you are. Just surrender. What do you have to lose? And then go to someone you can trust, someone who has proven themselves to be successful in the area that you want to be successful at. And when you ask them for their input, you have to be open to what they say. You have to say it in a way where they're going to feel very comfortable helping you, all right? Telling you what they really feel, right? Those are some things to think about. I want you to break through. Send me an email if I can help you. I'll do that for you. Send me an email at skip@skipwithcora.com. Also, check out my members-only website. I just launched it. It goes through my day, how I break apart and I pursue my dreams. Just by osmosis, just by following me, you might get a lot of useful information. Hey, have a great day.